We end up by Chesam at Aleph. We have two Tosfos in yet on the previous sugya. It says that a Ov is Shoichet al Yedei Bnoi Ubitei Haktanim. Poor Bnoi Ubitei Haktanim, Bein Midatan, Bein Shaloi Midatan. Tosfos Beper Kamed Abob Metzia Gabi Metzia Ikalamanda Omar. That says, Tzias Benoi, a cotton belongs to Aviv. There's one on the Omer that says, Deloi cotton, cotton mamish. Not, doesn't mean Davke, a cotton bishonim, el a godel, v'samuch al shulchan Aviv, zel cotton. Even if you have a godel, if he's dependent on his father, so he has a din of a cotton, that they were misakin with Tzias Benoi, a cotton la Aviv, mishum Eva. His father supports him, so in order to avoid there should be a sinner between them, Chazal and Mesach and the Metzias belong to the father. So we see that the word cotton is relative. It does not have to mean a cotton b'shonim. But Taisha says that's over there. Bahocha al kolchoch cotton mamish. Here cotton means a cotton b'shonim. Why? Midam rinen. Bein midatoi, bein shalei midatoi. Here it says that the father can shecht a kolben pesach shalei midatoi. V'shalei midatoi amrinim b'samoch, hayni da omri loy. They say they don't want to be menuyim on this kolben pesach. U'gedoylam pshita diyesh b'yodam limchais. G'doylam it's poshet that they could be moiche. Afilus muchim al shulchan avim, they're gdoilim. So if they don't want to be a money on this Pesach, who can force them to be a money? So al kocho, here that it says cotton means a cotton bishonim. And, Tesla shitosil and celebrate labayis lav de reise. So labayis bachal is no chiyiv to bring a cotton for them. So then there's such a loche that, afilu, Afilu shalaymi daiton, you can give them from the golden pesa. The kulon sheshachtu, kamash malon afilu stome, so this is ki'ilu they were moichet. That if they shechted, and the rabbi shechted, is by an ish and a daimelo, so the maise, they're not yaitze with his kolben. Chutzman isha shechayla limchais. Kamashman afilu stomach, even the shachto, ein locha michi godl mizek and amrinim besomach. But that has a teres macho, even though he didn't say beferish, he don't want to be yaitza with yenim, but automatically it has a teres macho. Zok te gemara vayta. We had in the Mishnah, Eved shal shnei shutfim, the Mishnah says, lo yoichal mishal shnei. So you have an Eved that belongs to two Shutfim, and both Adoinim shechter a kolben Pesach for this Eved, is he's not permitted to eat Mishal Shneim. So Rashi says in the Mishneh, Loi mi Pisrei shel zeh, v'loi mishel zeh. V'afilu hum no ho'echod al Pisrei, even though one of the Adoinim was memanim al pischoi, minosam rishus lechelek ha'achel limonis al zeh. But who was the one that gave permission that he should, that means the second chelek, there's Reuben, the Eved, there's two Bailam, Reuben and Shimon. So if Reuben shechted a kolben Pesach for this Eved, so einach hanami, the chelek of the Eved that belongs to Reuben, no, he could be yaitze with the kolben of Reuben. That's the din, celebes always the deraise, and the, you don't need the das ha'eved, the das ha'odain is sufficient to be mafresh and makiv a kolben pesach for his eved. But the chelik of Shimon, the chelik of the eved that belongs to Shimon, minosan rishus lo chelik ha'acher limonei salzeh, who gave rishus that he can be a monu? The ein loitakona elim kein rotsu shneim sheyimne imhech. There's no takone unless both of the Adonim were maskim, that he should be a monoi on Reuven's kol. But kol's man is no rotzen. It is the rotzen of minoi an a kolbin does not belong to the Eved, it belongs to his Adonim. So Memele, so the chelik of the Eved that belongs to Shimon, you need the Ritzoy of Shimon to be a monoi on this kolben, and we'll see, we're speaking about that we don't have the Ritzoy of Shimon. Romilei Rav Enes Sove le Rav Nachman. Rav Enes Sove est akashe to Rav Nachman. Tnan, we learned in the Mishneh, Eved shal shnei shutvim lo yoichal mishal shnei. That he's not permitted to eat, say, Reuven made a kolbe pesachim, say, Simon was mafrish a kolbe pesachim, he's not eat any of them. Vosanya, we learned in the Baraisa, rotze mize oichal, rotze mize oichal. If he wants, he can eat from Reuven's kolben. If he wants, he can eat from Shimon's kolben. Om Alei, so Rav Nachman told him, Eina Sovet. But Omri Lo, and others said, he told him, Pasyo Uchmo. Pasyo is a dli, a keli. Uchmo is a dark keli, a black keli. We'll see soon, pshat in this. Mini uminoch is time shmeise. If I count from your kasha and my parents will get a clockite in the sugi. You have a kasha. In our mission advice to us, he can't become a monoi on Reuven's kolben. In the Bereis it says he can become a monoi from whichever kolben he wants. Rotsam is a oichol, rotsam is a oichol. Mas nisin, bidekop di adodi. The Mishnah is speaking about with the kop the adodi that the adoinim are makpid one the other, that Shimon is makpid, he does not want his eved to eat from Reuven's kolb. He does not want to derive benefit from Reuven's kolb. So Memele, if you don't have the ritzui of Shimon, so the chelik of the eved that belongs to Shimon cannot become a monoi from Reuven's kolb. Bereise, the loy kob di adodi. The bereise, if the adoinim are not makbed, he's maskim. Shimon's adoin is maskim, that if you want, he could eat, my abbot could eat on your kob. And the Reuven is maskim for him to eat on Shimon's kob. So whatever the abbot wants, he can do. There's no, it's not the sarotzen from any of the balei harotzen, on which kob he wants to be a monian. Zot Rashi, b'dekob di adodi, shnei habaylim, the makbis, ve'ein roitzin lehonais zemize. Each one does not want that the other, to derive benefit from the other one. Hilka, afilo nisratzo ha'echel, afilo one of the adoinim was merutze, sheyoichal ha'eved mishaloi, that the Eved could eat from his golden Pesach, Ein chaveire roitze shiyehene chelke mishal chaveire, but his chaver, Shimon does not want that the chelik that belongs to him should derive benefit from Reuven's kolben. So the male of Shimon is menaged, so you don't have the rotzen of Shimon, who is the odoin of that chelik of the Eved. It's a very interesting lotion. Pasya Uchme, so Rashi Navei Dezored after Zainam at Bay says a beautiful taich. Pasya Uchme, so Rashi says, Kli Shocher, a dark keli, a dark beggar. So Rashi is Mevaya. Chochmo Mefu'aro. It's a Mefu'adike, a brilliant Chochme. Bechli Mechua. That is encompassed by not nice clothing. So Rashi explains, Dalkon shel tamidei chachomim, shemitztarim al limud ha-toyre, ve'einom mechapsim bigdeyem. They do not have time to take off their clothing, to wash their clothing. That's the type, like the Rogatchava did not have time to take a haircut, so tamidei chachomim don't have time to wash their clothing. He once had a Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Shin Yud Zayin in Hilchei Shabbos. He says that the Talmid Chachamim, when they put on their shoes, they didn't untie their shoes the whole week. He speaks about it. Takesha Shal Kayoma Tzedos. When they put on the shoes Shabbos, they never take them off till next Erev Shabbos because they fell asleep by the table. They never took off their shoes. So he's speaking about it. It's Takesha Shal Kayoma. So this was a loshen pasya uchme that means you gevaldike chochem that you mafke everything for limud ha'teira. Your clothes maybe are not so striking, not so clean. They're dirty. Pasya uchme, but you are kli chochme mefuaro bechli mechul. One should not look at you superficially. One should realize you're godless. Before we'll see Taisvus, we should perhaps learn the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter, Mi shechetshei eved vechetshei ben choyren, lo yoichal mishel rabbi. Achatzi eved vechatzi ben choyren should not eat mishel rabbi. So Rashi had explained in the Mishnah as follows. Rashi said in the Mishnah, the mistome loyhoyo das raboy lehimnois chelik acheres al pisroi. This is lechere an opposite tier than an eved shoshnei shutfim. The eved shoshnei shutfim was the other way around. Each odin was maskim to be meine the eved. The complete Eved, both Chalokim of Eved and his Kolben Pesach, but the other Odin did not want to derive benefit from this Odin, the Kafti Adodi. Here, Rashi says in the Mishnah, this Odin, if he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, the Odin only wants to be Maman and the Chalik HaEved, the Chalik HaCheres, he doesn't want to be Maman. That's how Rashi says Pshat in the Mishnah. So let us again see the Gemara. Mi shechetshei eved vechetshei ben choyrin lo yoichal mishel rabbi. Mishel rabbi hu de lo yoichal. So that means, let us say the way Rashi says in the Mishnah, mishel rabbi hu de lo yoichal, abo mishel atzma yoichal, but he'll be mafrish his own Kolben Pesach, and he's mafrish his Kolben Pesach for both of his chalokim, for the tzad cheiris, for his tzad avdes. So then he could eat. He's masking that the tzad avdis should also eat from his kolben pesach. So mamela, then he'll be permitted to be mafresh a kolben pesach. For sanya, we learned another baraisa, lo yoichal loy mishel loy veloy mishel rabbi. Achatzi eved vechatzi ben chayrin is not permitted to eat, even if he was mafresh his own kolben for himself. That means for both halakim, he also cannot be yoitzer. So lechayre tzastire, so the Gemara answers, loy kashe, kan ke mishna rishayne, kan ke mishna achayne. Means our Mishnah that says that he's not permitted to eat mishal rabbi, oma mishal atzma he can eat. That's going according to the Mishnah achayne. The Baraisa that said he cannot eat Mishel Atzma is going according Mishaloi he can eat. That's going according to the Mishnah Rishayna. Now what is the Mishnah Rishayna? What is the Mishnah Chayna? It's not. We learned the Mishnah as follows. Mi shechetshoi eved vechetshoi ben chayr. You have a person who Mustama once belonged to two Adoinim. One of them was Meshacher his chaylik. So now he's a chetshoi eved vechetshoi ben chayr. Oyved es rabo yoim echot, ve es atzmoi yoim echot. So we have here a davar shain by din chalukah. That means, let's say you have a chotzer shain by din chalukah. So how do you can't divide the chotzer. There's not sufficient the chotzer. If you'll divide it, there's not sufficient area for each shooter in a half a chotzer. So the chalukas hachotzer, you mechalik the chotzer in chalukas hazmanim. I mean, the one month, this one uses it, the other month, this one uses it, that's how it works. Ma'emesin, the shutfis is that let's say if they bought a chatzah b'shutfis, so it comes out that half of the chatzah belongs to Reuven, half of the chatzah belongs to Shimon. Shimon has a shibud on Reuven's chelik, and Reuven has a shibud on Shimon's chelik, and the shimush ha-chatzah, that's how it is a chalukas asmanim, that Reuven uses it for asman bukbul, and Shimon uses it for asman bukbul. So here we have a similar situation. Each one has a kinyan aguf and a chatzi eved. So we make a chalukas asman. So one day he works for his odin. I mean, the chelika avdis is working out. He's an eved knani gufay koni. The chelika cheres is meshubit. Als chalukas hazmanin to work also for the yodim. Besatzma yemechot. And the second day, so the chelik avdus is mishubit the tzad cheres to work for the tzad cheres. Divrei beisilo. That's what beisilo holds. That's a fair chalukah. Chalukas hazman. Beishamei oimrim tekantem es raboi besatzma yloi tekant. So Beishamai said, in Chayshim Mishpat, you took care of the Odin. He has the half of the Zmanim, which are Goy Lavoy Dehiye. Although that's Atmei Loi Tekantem, but this Eved, Chatsyev Chatsyev Chayrin, is not Mesukin for himself. Lisa Shifcha in a Yochel. He can't marry a Shifcha. Shikvachet Shiben Chayrin. So Ben Chayrin can't marry a Shifcha. Is a lab of loyia kodesh. Lisa bas chayrin in the yochel. To marry a bas chayrin he can. Shadayin chet shei eved. He's an eved. So an eved is not permitted to be boil a bas chayrin. Yibot also, he shouldn't get married. That's also no tachlis. Valo le nivro ilo melo le pirye veribye. Shenema lo yiso yuvro. The Shabbos Yitzor. The world was not created to be void, empty, was created that it should be nisyashiv with people. So Mamela, that was the tachlis ha'ilam. It's no tachlis to have this eved around without being able to get married. Ela mitnei tikkun ha'ilam kaifin es rabbi ve'oise oisei ben chayrin. So the odin is mishacher his chelik of the eved. V'koysev shtar al chatzi domo. Now, the Odin is not mechuyev to lose money because of the mitzvah of Shabbat. So he writes a shtar, an IOU al chatzi domo. He has to pay him for his chelik. V'chazru beis hillel lahiroiz ke beis shamay. And this is the Mishnah Achayinah. The beis hillel was moided to beis shamay. That you don't leave the situation status quo, either this atma, either this rabbi, no, you're claiming this rabbi, l'shacharot. That is the Mishnah Achayim. So the difference between the Mishnah Rishayin and the Mishnah Achayim is as follows. According to the Mishnah Rishayin, half of this Eved belongs as a kinyan aguf, but the odin has and half of the seventh. He's an odin. So Memelev, he's an odin, so that's why the can't be yaita bishalatzmai also, because you need the haskoma of the odin and the chelik ha'abdus that each odin should be maskim that he should eat on his own korban pesach. The Kolb Pesach of the Tzad Cheres. Mustamed speak about also Kolb the Adodi. And the Odin doesn't want to derive benefit from the Tzad Cheres. So the Mele, so he's Makbit. So he puts on a red light. So the Tzad Abdos is not permitted to, is not Monui on the Kolb of the Tzad Cheres. You don't have the Das of the Odin. That is according to the Mishnah Rishonim, that the Bailis of the Odin and the Tzad Avdus is intact. According to the Mishnah Achroine, there's a din kaif and oisei l'shachroi. So even though Bezdin that is yet not, was not kaifa the Adayim, but since Bezen is Bekaya to be kaifa the Adayim, so we consider Ke'ilu, his bailus is non-existent anymore. Since Bezen is Bekaya to be kaifa, and he will be Meshachim, so this bailus is like the Queen of England, like he doesn't possess too much in this heaven already, since Bezen is kaifa l'shachay. So Memele, so it is considered like that he's a Bailam on himself. Not the Odin is a Bailam on him. After Loch of Kaifin, so the Odin loses his Bailas, so he's considered like a Ben Chayrin. So Memele is sufficient if he has Das to be money on this Kolben Pesach. So the Das of Odin is not Mahak. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kimishna Rishoyne, Koidem, Shechosru Beisilu, Lo Yoichu Mishalatmeis, he's not permitted to eat from his own Kolbnei, She'en Chelik Abdes, Nimshach Acha Daita. The Chelik Abdes is not Nimshach Acha, the Das of the Eved. It's the other Odin over him. Kimishna Achoyne, Hoyil Ubi Yodeinu, L'shacha, Ereyu Keben Chayrin, Ba'oichu mishalatmeis. So then the das of the Odin is not ma'akeh. Tikanten es raboi, she'en imamsit glumin aroi loi, there's das meloi tikanten, mata ayolo. Lisa shivchein ayochel. He can't marry a shivche, the tzad cheres also bo. A ben cheren is not permitted to marry a shivche, d'chsi lo yiyya kodesh, lo yisav, itza omo. The Talgam translates that Ayid, Ayid HaKodesh Mibnei Yisrael, which means that a Ben Yisrael is not permitted to be Boyel Ashivche, because by being Boyel Ashivche, he becomes a Kodesh. Perhaps just let us elaborate for 1 minute shot in this lab. Rashi says, like Rashi Chumash brings down this lab, Lo Yisav Gavro Mibnei Yisrael Itza Amso, he should not marry a Shivche, Shav Hu Nase Kodesh Al Yodo, by being Boyel a Shivche, he becomes a Kodesh. Shekol Bi Eloisav Bilas Nus, all the bias that he makes is a bias. Nu she'en kedushin taifsin loibo. He cannot have kedushin in a shivche. Shivche is amadoy melech hamoed. It could be, I once had rayas, but we see this pasuk is speaking about lo'yiya kodesh. Kodesh is, the taich of a kodesh is a person who's mezandeh. Now, the Talgum does not learn that the law applies if you have a Zohar of Nazana with an Akeva. Both are Yisraelim. There's no law of Layiya Kodesh according to the Talgum. The whole law of Layiya Kodesh is if a Yisrael is Boyel Ashivche, so he becomes a Kodesh Shekol B'Elois of Bilas Nus, Shein Kedushin Taifsin Leibo. He can't have Kedushin in her. And if he's mezana with a Yisraelis, so then it's not called Znus, as they make the chayt. Here it's called Bilois of Znus, and he becomes a Kodesh and Kedushin types of Lebo. They once had a rayas that whenever a Yisrael is mezana with a Bas Yisrael, there is some sort of Ishus which is chal with this being. We find that anusas ovid, if a father is ma'anes aisha, so this is, the Gemara says in Yevamos, this is called chayvei lavin v'she'er. This is a chayvei lavin, one is not permitted to marry anusas ovid, but it's a chayvei lavin v'she'er, a chayvei lavin of kulvet. The Baal Tanura says, pshat anusas ovid v'arehi ka'eshes ovid. So that means she has some relationship to me. That what the father was boyelo, there is a miktsas issues, a type of issues which is how the being makes, creates a type of issues. So memele, so she's a kreive to me. So therefore, it is not called, the boil is never called a kodesh, because the spot of this alish is called. But if a Yisrael is boil, a shivche, so she's an ama doima lachamer, she's mufka from issues. Shekobi loisa bilas nu she'en kedushim taifsin leboy, can't have any kedushim in there. So memela, then he, so by being boila, he becomes a kodesh. That's pshat and belat, layi a kodesh. Now let us see taifsin. Masnisin b'dekob d'yadodi, this is speaking about the case of Eved Shel Shnei Shutvim. So we said each one is makpid. So Taisvah says, Ein leforesh dekobdi means she'ein kol echad roitze lahanois es chaveirim. That akpode is that the odin of Reuven, which is the odin, was one of the odinim of the Eved, does not want to be mahane Shimon's chaylik, that's pshat. Ulekach afilu chelkei lo yoichel, and that is why the Eved can eat even the chaylik Eved that belongs to Reuven can eat the evshe shlo yehene gam chaylik chabeira, because Reuven doesn't want to make the other chaylik amoni. So mamele, that's why the Eved can eat, because he only wanted to make one chaylik amoni. In Cain, kol echad she shaychet olof, so what's pshat in these shaychtim? Vichy ha-shaychet, what's pshat? He wants to shecht, Reuven wants to shecht for his Eved. But he only wants to shecht for the chelik of his Eved, that belong, the chelik of the Eved belongs to him. Vichy ha-shaychet hu sova shihene chelkoi mishaloi, lehene chelik chaveiha. What's pshat in this minui? He's mamane him and the kolben, but only my chelik should eat. So, where's his seichel? Doesn't he realize that the Eved has two parts to him? And how will be able to eat on your korban if you're only shechting for your chelik? The mistama ma'il sheshochet olav rabbi dum yidereishe yosim sheshochtu olav shnei petrobsin. So if his odin shechted for him and he wants him to be a moni, so how does he expect him to eat without his other chelik eating also? V'oi d'mishe chetshei eved amai lo yoichal mishel atmoi af le mishne rishoyne d'datoi vadei lahanois af chelek rabbi k'dei losi shidei choyve. He zichu wants that the chelek ha'avdus should be, that the chelek ha'avdus should be yoitze with his kolben pesach. So why is it no good like the mishne rishoyne? Lekach nirei k'perish ha'kuntres. The kavdi shekol echad ene roitze sheyehene chelkoi mishel chaveirei. The akpode is that the, when Reuven shechts a kolben pesach for the Eved, Shimon has a akpode that he doesn't want his chelik to derive benefit from Reuven. Ene roitze sheyehene chelkoi mishel chaveirei. The shaychet, Reuven is shechting, aval chelik chaveirei. Reuven is shechting fakel, that the Eved should be a money in his golden pacer. Reuven bothered me that the Eved of Shimon will also eat in his golden pacer. The sovish chaveirei ain't imat with him yoichel chelke mishaloi. Kachet she Eved lo yoichel a mishna rishoyin av mishal atzmoi. Because even though the chzad cheres is shechting for the complete Eved, but the other of the Eved does not want to derive benefit from the Tzad Chayles. The very interesting Taisvah Harashbe. Taisvah Harashbe says, Eina, like this is very modern, that he doesn't want that his Chaylik should have Hano from Reuven's cult. Shimon, who's a Bailam on the Kolben, on the Eved, does not want that his Chel Shevano from Reuven's Kolben. So Poshet, we learn Pshat, they're not on speaking terms. I don't have nothing to do with you. Tumanishkai Tavis. So they learn the Mipshat. Taisus HaRashba says, Ve'enoi roitze sheyehene chelkoi mishel chaveiroi, shehu roitze lasis mitzvah. That's the hakpod over here. A different type of a machloikis. Shimon says that Fakel, you should have the mitzvah. I want to have the mitzvah. I want Fakel. So I'll shech for your chelik. But you should have the mitzvah. I want to have the mitzvah. So the fighting is a little bit more, we look at it in a different perspective already. But we nicht wie, both of them suchen mitzvahs, but the Eved like, did they have the mitzvah, did they have it, or the Kolben Pesach? That's, it's also a titanic harbe. Al Kaponim, but that's what happens. Lisa Shivcha Eina Yochel. This is a more dike Teisvitz. Vim Taima, frag Teisvitz, Eises, the Gemara said that, Eishamai Taini, there's a problem. We can't find a shidduch for this chatzi avid v'chatzi ben chayre. Lisa shivcha in a yochel, he can't marry a shivcha because lahir kodesh. Vim taimer v'lesei asei de pluerbu v'yitche lav de lahir kodesh. Let the mitzvahs asei a pluerbu, tak it is lahir kodesh. He's boil a shivcha, he's over lahir kodesh. But let the Aseya Pruvu deiche the love of Lahiya Kodesh. The Yeshloima, we'll come back to the Kashi, the Yeshloima emphatoisvis mishum dido the leka Asay, the Efshalo the Eved. Because she could be Mekayim Pruvu with an Eved. So therefore, there's no din chiyah. So, what is Taisvus Estakasha? We should say he has a mitzvah pluribu, but his mitzvah should be doich in the law of Lahir Kodesh, es and doich aloysas. So Taisvus answers, but Rabbi said there's two people involved. She's also either. She is also either. This is also Mechudishtik. Because we're talking about Lisa Shivcha, if the law of Lahir Kodesh is when we mentioned before, the Rashi in Kumish says that when a ben Yisroel, v'yia kodesh mi bnei Yisroel, when a ben Yisroel is boil ashivche, he becomes a kodesh. That's the law. He becomes a kodesh. But she's a chetzav kodesh. He becomes a kodesh. That's v'yia kodesh. So Taismus answers, mishum dido, but since Bishas the Bia, she is also over a lot. Which lav is she over? We have to know which lav she's over. I mean, she's being nibbled from a Ben Yisrael. Which lav is she over? Maybe she's able to be either. What lav she's over? But it's not lifting either because he has Esadei Chaloisas. She's not over an Aveir. Talk upon him, she's over an Aveir. That's Yisrael problem number one. What Aveir is she over? So she's over an Aveir. So Taisa says, no, let's say by her also Esadei Chaloisas. So Taisa says, no, by her there's no din tchia. She can be Mekayim Chulubu by marrying an Eved. So Memeila by her it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The Eved has a problem. He's a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Chayim. He has no one to marry. So by him there's a gather of tchia. That's a Pruvu. B'daych Adolai Sassav Aliyah Kodesh. But her, she has... She, by her, there's no din tchiyin. Because by her, it's Efshalo Be'evet. Now, this is L'chayre, the Pashtus of Taisvitz. Now, but if we learn like this, there's two Shrekliche Shverekeiten in Taisvitz. Let's go back to the Kash. What's Taisvitz Kash? Taisvitz says, why can't he marry a Shivcha? Let the essay of Pruvu doiched, be doiched, the lois has will be a kodesh. Like the tzlach, if a person is bo'al a shivcha, he's not mekayim Pruvu. Because ein b'noi misyaches achra. It's not his child. So no, he's not mekayim Pruvu. So the Kash is fine. That's problem number one. Problem number two, what's the terror? Taisa says, she has a problem. She has a problem because Bishum dido the leke esse the efshalo bebet. So Taisus answers, there's no din tchiyah by her. There's no din tchiyah by her. Because, she could be mekayim pruvu ayyidei evet. Now this is amulim de kezach. That ashivche is mitzuvah empiria veribyeh. לחיירף אין אישה איז פוטר פון פיריה וריביה, so לחיירה השיבחה איז חיירושה שמי פוטר פון פיריה וריביה. Why is she בכלל? So they should have said, so she's not מצוב עם פיריה וריביה, so it's not in Trier. They said, I'm already the gedach. Now her mitzvah, she could be Mekayim by marrying an Eved. So the Mele, so there's no din Trier. So the Emerson, the Masses Moshe, on this kasha we're asking now, the Masses Moshe is medayik from Toysvus, that a shivche is mitzvah in Piri Derivia. Even though Abbas Yisrael is potter, a shivche is mitzvah with the whole shtek teire, there was two lishaynis, the noyech was said chu urvu, by later by Avram Nachman, it was says prey urvei, so one is a loshen, one is a loshen yochid, one is a loshen rabim, a ben noyech, there was a mitzvah on both, and the klal Yisrael is only a mitzvah on the zocha, a whole shtek teire said, that he wants to say pshat in Taisvis, that al kaponim Taisvis hold is a mitzvah to say a chu urvu on a shivcho, so that's what the Masses Moshe wants. The first kasha that the Tzlach asks, he doesn't speak about it. So the first kasha is Goshva. Where's the Bechlal Anessa Kuru if he marries a Shivcha? So the Tzlach wants to say, which is also that's Medeisha, we'll see that's Mishver Kaiten later in Taisvit. So the Tzlach wants to say that Taisvit does not mean to say he should marry a Shivcha in the Mekayim Kuru. He can't, it's not Mekayim Kuru with a Shivcha. You should marry a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschoyren. So memele, the tzad cheir sohev, there's a kiyam of pru uvu, mitzad the yichus of the tzad cheir. So he's mekayin pru uvu. No, lemais, he's being boil a shivcha also. So that will say, esed doich aloysa. So what did Taisvis answer? So Taisvis answered, Mishum didod the leka say the efshalo be'evid. Efshalo be'evid means an evid ivri. That lemaise, she could be mekayim pruvu with an evid ivri. She wouldn't have a problem, because an evid ivri is mutter b'shivche. That's pshat and toisvit. So memele, so that's why there's no din tchir. But tachsime, we also have to say chidushim, that Taisus is going that Anish is Metzuba and Piri of Ribia. Anish is Metzuba and Piri of Ribia. Is Bechlal not, there's no problem. She doesn't have a Mitzvah Sasei. That's one thing. But Taisus says there's no Din Chiyah because since both of them are Oiva Averis, you have to have a common Mitzvah Sasei on both of them in order to be Deicha the Averis. V'oi, another terrace. The betchilas bia mi'ekela, it's not be'idne. B'shas, tchilas bia, yo'ivadala, avla yi'akodesh, b'shas haro yo'ivadala. V'le mikayim asay elo b'itzo zera. And asay apurubu yu'mikayim b'shas b'itzo zera. So me'mele, so it's not be'idne, you can't say esed do'icheloisa. It's also Mechudish Tiketeret, the Turiyev and the Schoelik Antaisis, we had heard before, the Gemara says that, why don't you say Eser Doicha Loisase by, why don't you say Eser Doicha Loisase by the Shvira Satsim, the Mitzvah Sasei of Achilles HaPesach, since the Tzomis of HaPesach that have Moyach, to the mitzvah sasei to eat this moyach, so let that mitzvah be doich in the isser of shviras etzem. The Gemara says that there's no din tchiyah by aloi sasei shebe migdosh. About kapona vaisis won't kepas tchiyah. So we had mentioned, Taisu says takash, it's not beidne. Taisu bayos says takash, how could it be doich in bishas yeshayve the etzem? Not mekayim the sei. So we mentioned the Piskei HaTosfos says that since it is impossible to mimikayim the essay of Achilas HaMoyach without making Shviras Etzem, so that's like a the beginning of the Mitzvah Achila. That's called like the Haskol of the Mitzvah Achila and the Nachson of Beidne. So Tainet HaTurayevin also, that since you need Haroah in order to make Gemar B'yis, so the Haroah is the Haskola of the Mitzvah Piri V'Rivi, it also should be Dinei Tchiyah, even though there's no Kiyim B'Poyel of a Piri V'Rivi B'Shas Haroah. We see another Yesod of Taisus we had once mentioned, that the Kiyum of Piri V'Rivi, one is Mekayim B'Hitzoa Zera. The Kiyum is not to have children. The mitzvah of Apurabu is to do the pa'ule that could be mahave children. No, Chilakev shall become a bearer, she won't become a bearer. That is the kiyam of Pirya Varibya. The pula of being boil on Isha. So Mamele, the Taisha says that is a mekayim by Tzor Zera, and he's able to love before Bisha Sarah. So Mamele, that's why it is no din tchiyah. Vim Taima. The Taisvis, I have a different Taisvis. The Yimker Atzmai Ve'evedivris, the Yiyah Mutter Be'shifcha. The Taisvis, I have an Eitzet, let him sell himself on Evedivris. The Tzlach says, who should he sell himself to an Evedivris? To his other, let him sell himself to Odin. Like this, you're forcing the Odin to be Meshacharim. The better Eitzet, let him sell the Tzad Chayres to the Odin for an Evedivris. V'yiyah mutter b'shifcha, then it'll be mutter b'shifcha, weiter. On tchiyah, tell me what tchiyah gate is, net, to let him sell himself to the Odin, become his evidibri, then evidibri is mutter b'shifcha, and the tzad, hardus is ikh mutter b'shifcha, shalom al yisrael. Emphatize with the also linker atzmoy be'evidibri, kidam rinne per kama de kedushin. Not allowed to sell yourself on evidibri, that's not a nice. Not allowed to sell yourself on evidibri. So I had a kasha. That's the second test, I'm sorry. Yeshloimer, speaking about Bizman Shein Hayoivul Noyig, does Nami Eine Noyig Evadibri. Speaking about Bizman Shein Hayoivul Noyig. The Mela, when the Bizman Shein Hayoivul Noyig, does Nami, the din of Evadibri, the whole halacha that one can purchase in Evadibri is Mutta Beshibche, the whole parsha of Evadibri is only Bizman Shein Hayoivul Noyig. Is man she'ein ha'yoyvul noyig, does nami eini noyig evadibri. So, in speaking about this man she'ein ha'yoyvul noyig, the tzlach is ma'ire, this doesn't stim with the first Eretz of Taisus before, according to his pshat, the leke eset ve'efshalo ve'ebed, we're speaking about this man she'ein ha'yoyvul noyig, it's not efshalo ve'ebed. This is going to the second Eretz of Taisus. Ba'oidai Mari, the also linker atmai bevedibri, kedamrinem per kama de kdushin. It's not an eitzet. You're not allowed to sell on yourself on evedibri, kedamrinem per kama de kdushin. So I had a kasha on this teret, and later I found Baruch Hashem the Marshom Baba Basra asked this kasha. What did Beishamai say, what is the eitzet to do? The eitzet is that you force the other to be meshacher. Places, no, there's a lot, there's a esilayla bem taboido, not a lot to be mishacher. A person's mishacher and never knani, he's esilayla bem taboido. How do you force him to be mishacher to have a knani? So Taisus answers it, it's a mitzvah rabbi, a peyivaribi, so you say, oinum lodom chatei, kadei she yizke at chaveilchov, it's a mitzvah rabbi. So when succumb to the odin, when you mishacher, you tell the odin to be mishacher to have it, on times a boy said, "What willst du? Am I will bent a boy? What heist? I'm dem Lordom chatei, kedei she yiske chavelche. Darf doch me keinem sein Bruder wo? Was du oi bis am Oda mit einer Scheikitz? Mishachrin, oi will oi lom ta, oi mim Lordom chatei. The same toys was erst der Kasche. Ich hab an andere Eize. Tell the Ever to sell himself for Never Dimri. Aber mit all nicht. I should sell myself the Gemara says in Kedushin, now to sell yourself on Evadivri. It's almost on the same drosh, it's in the Evitz. It's not Kedai she yizke chavelcho, it's Kedai she tizke ba'atzmacho. Dosh ta mitzvah piri v'rivye. So sell yourself on Evadivri. It's the Mr. Frum. About dozens places, Mr. Nish Frum. What sense of the, what's pshat? So Baruch Hashem, I found the Marsho is the Kashi. So the Marsho says as follows. The Gemara says, you meshacher him, when you meshacher this chatzi eved, so who does he marry? He marries a Bas Yisrael. He marries a Bas Yisrael, it's ואת הקיים הפיר וריבי ואת המצווה רבץ ונוי מיוחד אחר סלוינצה אין ממלאדם חתק ורהי את היסנס הזה אסקינג הקשה he should marry a shivche and will be mutter because it will be mutter because even the divri is mutter b'shivche no, But again, we have problems over here. I mean, if we'll forget about the tzlach kasha, Toisim says, "Lesa say the pruvu v'yitchalav le'yikodesh." Vayis says, "There isn't a say a pruvu, even though he marries a shivcha." So there isn't a say a pruvu. And if we'll say that the kasha is that he should marry a chati shivcha v'chati baschoyin, and then there's not kaponim akim a pruvu, it's the right shver. So there's akim a pruvu, so that's the mitzvah rab already. So why didn't you tell him? Okay. Vim Taima. Like Tais was Yisa Chetzi Shivcha V'Chetzi Batzoy. Now, the Lashon of Tais is very schwer according to the Tzlach. I mean, we're talking the whole time about Nayin Gachetzi Shivcha V'Chetzi Batzoy. Until now we're learning it goes to Al-Tchiyah and there's no Dim-Tchiyah because by her, the Lekka Esther, the Afshul of Emmet, that we're going the whole time, and all of a sudden, Tais is innocently asked the Kasha, you know, there's no Aveira whatsoever. Let him marry Chatsi Shimcha, the Chatsi Bashchayram, Tamazoy. And it's Moiridik Modna, according to this law. According to the Master's Moish, it's good. Till now, we're speaking about a Shivcha Gemurit. We have to know Pshat and Tais, but we're speaking about a Shivcha. Like, Tais is, no, a Shivcha is a problem. But let him marry a Chatsi Shimcha, the Chatsi Bashchayram, and Tais is in the Kasha understood, that there's no Aveira there. The Tzad Cheres is boiled the Tzad Cheres, the Tzad Abdes is boiled the Tzad Shibchus, so it's a Tzkoshe V'yoshe. V'yesh Loima and V'toises, no, it doesn't work like that. Osi Tzad Abdes and Mishtamish V'tzad Cheres. Period. V'im Toima, V'yisom Amzeres, V'toises Chobanei. Let it Chatsi Eved V'chatsi Ben Choyre marry a Mamzeres. The mamzer muta b'shivche, a mamzer is allowed to marry a shivche. To be paid a kohima, omar a palsam. Choyle mamzeilem, mamzeilem le toyer. A mamzer, chayr a mamzer has on himself a psul, which goes over from generation to generation. A traptafen gizot, icho ban eitze ha mamzeirem, are able to mimetire their doyer. Keita. How do you do this? Mamzer leisei shivche. A mamzer will marry a shivche. And then Mela, so what's the golden eglik? So he'll marry a shivche. They'll have a child. So the child is not miyuches achov. It's only miyuches achel. So Mela, so the child, there's no mamzeres in the child. The child is a pure eved. Or it's a pure eved. Then the odin will be mishacher. The Eved, and he's a kosher Yisroel. So that means the chlof for Abtalfen, what do you mean? Yechoyle mamzeirem letoyer, that a mamzer should marry a shivche. How's a mamzer allowed to marry a shivche? There's a love of Le'yir Kodesh. So why is a mamzer and a shivche allowed to get married? So let this, so of the tzad, abdes, he's permitted to be boil a shivche. Umuter nami b'tzad cheiros. I, the tzad cheiros, how is the tzad cheiros permitted to marry a mamzeres? The charuri umamzerim mutorim lovi zebose. The tzad cheiros is a charuri. He's a ben choyren. That means he was an eved, was meshuchar. A mamzer lo yovoi b'kahal Hashem. Kal geirim lo yikri ko. So the Tzad Cheres is not Kal Hashem, he's Kal Geirem. He was a Goy, and now he became a Ben Choyre. So Mamela, so Taisa says, I have a Gevalda Kishidach for him. Mamish, it's Kosher, V'yosher, a Mamzeres, it's Mutter,
She's mutter to the tzad abdes, she's mutter to the tzad cheres. They'll have children, and we don't have to be mishacher. The yeshloimer emphatoisvitz, let's see, are they going to get married, or they won't they get married? Basically like this. Ichetzot, venison is a shaylan the gemorin gitten, if achotzi evet vachotzi ben choyren, if kedushin is toifes boy. Since he's achatzi ish, and achatzi chamer, the gemorin clears a shaylan if he's a bar tvises kedushin. So Taisa says like this. Ichetzi evet kedushin toifesim, if he could make, the nisha could be married to him, he's considered a psachatzi ish is also something, says ishki ikach, he has to be an ish. So inchatche evet kedushin toifsin. So memeila osi tzad avde. So mishtamish b'tzad eishes ish. So memeila. So he's not allowed. So he's not allowed to be boil, huh? Because the tzad avde is boil and eishes ish. I mean, even though the pasuk by eishes ish state eishes chayeyu. L'chayre, a little better than Eishes Chayeyu stuff. An egg and a vibe, Abal Kaponim, Taisa said that's also called an Eishes Ish, there's an Issa of Eishes Ish over here. So Mamela, so he can't be Baila. The Eloi Tavsi, the Taisa's Nifl go according to the Tad and the Gemara, that he can't make Kedushin. He can't be lost, he be lost Nus, so it's a Bias Nus. That's not an Eishes, it should be Baila Bilas Nus. Now let's just give two akdomas. L'chayra Taisis before asked Akasha, let him be boil or shitche. No. So what's with the bias nut? The Taisis is clear on his island. It's also bias nut. Now the Teretz is over there, Taisis is going with the din tri. Esen deichaloisas. Mamele, salav ali, akodei, abo, esen deichaloisas. So mamele, there's no problem. But Taisis explained the klal of esen deichaloisas to Albert. So we don't have Esedai Chalaisas. So now we can only go to that line ahead to Goma. So Taisva says, again, that he should go and be Mizana with a Mamzeret. So be his Nus. So Mamela, that's also not an Eitzah. Ubahashelech misafkele yitovsi yiloy, the Gemara's Mesupik, if Kedushinist Taisis for Chatziyev, if Kedushinist not Taisis. Now, this Teretz is also Muin the Kedushinist. First of all, in Simin Chavo, Sif Aleph, the Gemara brings down that if a person is Miyachad Apilegish, without Kedushin, but he's not making the Kinyone Ishes. There's no Kedushin, there's no Ksube, there's no Broche, but he's not, he's Miyachato. They'll be together and Fatik. She won't be Mizana with someone else. She seems Pelegish, but there's no Kinyone Ishes. So it's right from Poshe that it's not Mutter. Could be it's Mutter Lagamri. That's not called Znus, it's Kolish. There's no Kinyone Ishes there, but it could be it's not Znus. So Lachayre, I'm the Chvaiter on Eitzim, and this Taisus is here, I'm Moira de Kechidish. Taisus holds its Osa, I mean, I feel a Pelagish is Osa. The Kasha should be, let him take a Mamzeret, and then they won't make Kedushin. Kedushin will make problems, so they won't make Kedushin. Taisis weiss the place it's awesome, it would seem from Taisis it's awesome in our Torah. Because, if it only be awesome in the Rabbonon, so, Lucheret, because of Anissa the Rabbonon, you wouldn't tell Yenna to be able Anissa the Raisa, be Meshachra, and Ever Tnani. So, Memele, so, for this Taisis to see weiter, Groyser Chedushim. That the Issa, that the Pelagish is awesome in our Torah. That's not an eitzah. To be marbe mamzeren be Yisrael, that is not an eitzah. Vim taima, taisvus, I have a different eitzah. The yisa nesina, let him marry a nesina. The chaluri nesini mitorim lovi zebo zeh.
So then Chayrin, again, Nesinim ha'osu lovi b'kol, b'kal geirim l'yikra kol. So Mamela the tzad, Chayrus is mutter in a Nesine, and Taisus held in the tzad amdus, just like a mamza is mutter b'shifche, a mamza is a psulei kol is mutter b'shifche, so who adin a Nesine is also mutter b'eret. V'yeshloima, so Taisus says, no, the hafog of the mamza mutter b'shifche, Nosin efshir the osobo. But not pshad is that a shivcha is mutter the psulei kol. The kodesh va'oimet hu hamamza shenoitza me'isa the loitopsi kedushin. So Taisa says, amu'im the kevot. Makach mutter belam the loyiye kodesh. That, what a mamza is permitted to marry a shivcha, Taisa bore gemore, is because the whole iser of Lo'iyya Kodesh, he becomes a Kodesh, he becomes a Chetz of Kedeshis, that is Davke by a Yi. A Mamza already is a Chetz of Kedeshis. His whole existence came about through a Bia of Itvises Kedushin, so a Mamza is a Chetz of Kedeshis. Therefore, a Mamza is permitted to marry a Shifcha. But a Nosin is not permitted to marry a Shifcha. Even though a Nosin is Psulei Kol, unlike to marry a Shifcha, there's not happened the love of the Kodesh by a Nosin. Nosin. What do we need to be Yeshmu Torah? The Mamzer is Nosin and Margulei. The Gemara says in Yevomis, that if you have a shidduch between a Yisrael and a Mamzeres, or Yisrael and a Nesine. So the Gemara says, if you know that the woman entices the husband Margulalei, Ziretamai, yes, Sakashita, why should I marry you? I'll marry a Mamzeres, so the mice of my kids will be Mamzeres. So Lainzavnish, marry a Nesine, my kids will be Nesine. So the Margulei Lafisha Yochel Lahakshu Zarish doesn't, don't worry, you'll have kosher in the club. Sheyochel Lahakshu Zarish, Sheyiso Benoi Shivcha. Don't worry, we'll find a Shidduch for your son also. We'll marry a Shivcha, and then Lamaisi, so the Pagam will go off. Like, Sabaistachois, that the Nesina tells them also the same thing. That your son can marry a Shivcha. Is that Medach Klo? That a Nosin is Mutab Shivcha. That's what they said till now. So this person is not interested in Isurim. The Hokka Nosiv Nesin, he himself is Manga Nesin. It's about the Nishta from Kaiten. The Yich is about it then. The Yich is, he tells him, listen, Yich is, will be able to fix it up with the, when the Zun will marry a Shivcha, and the Mela, the Enik, all the time, I'm a Yuchish. Kaiten is Rabbi. The Taisus, now really Taisus and Baba Basra gives a shtickle hakdome to this kasha. Taisus and Baba Basra also asks this kasha, but a shtickle hakdome. The Gemara says that this Eved has no eitzes. Can't marry a shivra, can't marry a baschayra. The Memele, the Taisus says, loisayavro l'shevesh yitzor. So that's going to be with shevesh. Like the Taisus, why didn't the Gemara speak about Purvu? Why did the Gemara speak about Shabbat? So Taisa says, because the Gemara wanted to underline that this Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi ben Chayrin, he's not, the Eved is not Metzuban Purvu, it's Metzuban Shabbat. So you have over here a Chatzi Eved of Metzuban Shabbat. A Chatzi ben Chayrin is Metzuban Shabbat. Well, Metzuban Shabbat, the whole person, and he can't do anything. That's a Shrek. Fine. That's why the Gemara Chaptoi Shabbos, because of the Chatziyah. So the Taisa so comes out that an Eved is also Mitzvah in Shabbos. So like an Eved has the Zinni of Shabbos by an Eved. Like the Taisa, the Gemara says, Chetzi Shivche v'chetzi Bas Chayrem, you're only kaifa the Odin to be Meshachaha if Nogob Amin HaKefke, if she was Machshul, Bnei Yisrael. So then they forced the Adam to be Meshach Anora, that they shouldn't be Nifshal, she'll get married to someone. But like this, if she was a Tznua, you're not Meshach, don't force the Adam to be Meshach, the Shivcha. Like the Chtaisvah, just like you forced the Adam to be Meshach,
the Eved. Als the Tzad Shemes, he's Chayven Shemes. So Lachayre Shivcha also has Shemes. The Chetzi Shivcha in Koyven Yisrael, but Lachayche the Nogu, when I'm Hevke, the Tais is Aine Mishum Dach She Yishachero, Shema Loi Tekayim, Kiven the Loi Mechayven. And yet on the same Shach, the Tais was Teret. So the Marsha says, Pshat and Tais was Teret, and Memes and Tais is Amba Vavasra says it, that when you're Meshachel, the Chatzi Eved, you'll know who's going to get mad because he's Metzuvah and Pruvu. If you'll be Meshachel, the Shivcha, I don't know if she'll get mad because she's not Metzuvah and Pruvu. That's what Taisvah says, that's what the Mashah says over here. No, Kan Shayla Ben, so she's not Metzuvah and Pruvu, but she's Metzuvah and Shevet. So weiss doch, Shevet is not a Mechayev. Shevet is only an Indian, that Shevet Yitzorah, that's the Tachlis of the Briah. But it's not a, it seems sometimes it's not a, a mitzvah chiyubis that can guarantee us that she'll get married because of the shev. Bim toime av amai koif mechiyayim al odom chatei bishvul she yizke chaveirei da meshacha avdei oiva ba'eser. Yishloim a mitzvah rabbe shani lo yisoy yubro le shevish yitzore and that the whole tachas abriya was for shevis. Shani gabi rabbe lezer shicha avdei mitzvah de rabbe shani. So that's why there were a minute to me, Meshacha.